Well, it is my distinct privilege and honor on behalf of the elder board and the church, actually, and as a son, to recognize and to honor my folks on this special day. Last night we went to Alwyn's wedding, and my kids, I got dressed up in a suit and tie. My kids asked, "Why are you so fancy?" I said, "I'm going to a wedding." That's you get dressed up for a wedding. This morning they asked the same thing, and I'm a little more dressed up than I am normally, and I guess I got to up the wardrobe a little bit. But I think a retirement is just as important too. And so what I'd like to do, if Mom and Dad, if you could come up here, what we're going to do here is just spend the next couple of minutes here, and we're going to have a little presentation here in a second, but what I'd like to do is kind of give you a jet tour of their ministry. Pastor James, fantastic job. You are so right when you say that, you get a pastor, you get a pastor's wife as well. So I'm including both of them in all my comments here, and I hope you'll be okay with that. But what we're going to do, I won't show you any home movies or go through a whole, you know, slideshow, although I know you guys might be interested in that. But I am going to show you a few pictures, just a jet tour of 30-plus years of ministry. And we'll not start at the very beginning. We'll start kind of in the middle. So, Brianna, if you could just throw the first one up there, and maybe just, yeah, that's probably good. As you guys know, Lyle's given his testimony a few times. See that handsome chap in the top left there? That's him back in his Saskatchewan days with a subsidiary of Mobil Oil Canada, South Saskatchewan Pipeline. And that's kind of where his career in terms of a job started. But it was, I guess that was, what, 1968, something like that? Anyway, the long and short was God in his sovereignty directed Mobil Oil Canada to move him to their head office in Calgary. And if you ask one of the reasons why, we've heard so much preaching on the sovereignty of God, the testimony of how my folks came to know Christ kind of proves it. They moved him to Calgary. They bought a house, and lo and behold, right next door, two neighbors, both Christians, both attending the same church, invited them to church. And it was in that church that they heard the word of God preached and were drawn to the gospel message and accepted Christ. So that was in 1974, 75, somewhere in that neighborhood. And it wasn't long after that my dad felt the call to full-time ministry. And the next phase went very, very quickly. They accept, you know, this was 37 and 38 years old. Within a couple of years, so we're 39, 40, felt this call, and they moved on it. And it's a long story, but basically the Mobil Oil moved them to Edmonton, which is where the seminary was that Dad wanted to go to. Worked out tremendously, and he started into seminary. And during that time, and the reason why we say 30-plus years, is during his time in seminary, he actually started ministering in his first church. And that's actually where Will and I met. And Will and I were the youth group of that. And it wasn't long, and they graduated. Look at that handsome young couple. That was 1982. And it was a happy day. And very soon after that, they they got their first church. And their first church was in Spruce Grove, which is where a lot of you originated. And as Dad has mentioned various times, and as James has mentioned, actually, pastoring can be tough. And within about a year, this is what my folks look like. Actually, that's close to how they looked. Now, this was actually one of our youth activities was to try to it was missing persons at West Edmonton Mall. West Edmonton Mall was brand new back then, by the way, and this is a sad commentary on either my folks or Edmontonians in general. But a lot of us youth never actually found them in the mall, and but that's how they dressed up so that we could actually find them. They ministered there for a number of years. That they ministered in three other churches. This is a picture of them. Dad's on the far right there. That's actually out at Sturgeon Valley Baptist, as I think. They mentioned ministered in a few other churches. Thanks. And as you see here in the bulletin, it has truly been a fantastic ride, and they had great experiences in so many different churches, and they ministered to so many people. This time of year, we all think of It's a Wonderful Life, and how the character was given the benefit and privilege of seeing the impact his life had on so many people. And I'm sure that if we did that for Lyle and Joan, they would just have a tremendous number of people who would come up and tell them how much they've impacted their lives. But one of the most exciting parts of their ministry, after ministering in four other churches, was 7 years ago. And you'll see there, that is a picture as best as I can tell. It may have been the very first Sunday or very close after. Can you guys read that pulpit? That's the Delta. And that was the first Sunday. And that was the beginning of Grace Life. And I remember that day. And many of you do too. What a wonderful time of ministry. And I know firsthand how much joy starting this church was, and how impactful. This 7 years out of the 30 plus have truly been fantastic. That is just a very, very quick jet tour. And if you guys want to know more, come talk to them or come talk to me, and we can give you a lot more details. But it's been... It's been truly wonderful, and what we'd like to do at this time is just a little bit of a presentation here to them, just to kind of commemorate their time here, to commemorate their 30 plus years of ministry, and to just give them something to remember. And what we're also going to do, and maybe announce as well, is that as an elder board, we decided that we should do two things. Number one, add to the Christmas bonus that Paul gave last week, and do a little bit of a retirement bonus. And so we are going to so we are giving them both a retirement bonus, and number two, a little bit, and it is a little bit. But a little bit of an ongoing pension as well. And so I would like to present that to you that you can open later. But that is a little bit of a gift from the church. and as something too that I think will honor them and will bless them. So thank you and thank you. Now this is a little, I don't know if you can get up here, guys. This is a little something. I asked for some manly men to carry this up here. So this is a little something that I'm not sure where we're going to find a place for it. We thought maybe a couple magnets in the back and they could slap that up on the fridge. And there is going to be plaque up there that is going to read, "Presented to Lyle and Joan Richards by Grace Life Church of Edmonton in recognition of more than 3 decades of faithful and loving service given this 30th day of December 2012 in celebration of your retirement." And that will hopefully reside somewhere that they and many others can will allow them to remember and reflect back on some wonderful ministry years. Now, what I would like to do, this is how I thought it would be appropriate to close. And you'll see at the bottom of the loving farewell on the left-hand side of your bulletin that my folks put down number 6, 24 to 26. Does anybody know what that is? There you go. It was flash. That is the benediction or doxology that my dad almost always closed with. 30 plus years, certainly the years here at Grace Life. I'm guessing most of you have it memorized. But what we're going to do is and this is unrehearsed, so I'm going to see if we can pull this off. I'm going to ask all the kids, let's say ages 7 and up, so junior and senior highs too, they're the ones that always kind of memorize this stuff so easily. So if you guys could all come up here and just kind of stand right up here. All the kids, just come right up here. You know how they sometimes call Pastor Grandpa and Pastor Grandma. You guys can stand. What we're going to do, once they all get up here, yeah, you come up. What we're going to do, if you guys can come, I don't know if there's room, if you guys can all, some of you can stay down right at the front here, that'd be awesome. What we're going to do is instead of Lyle giving the benediction to us, and by the way, do you know is singular in the Hebrew? So when it's said, it's, you know, it's always said in the benediction, it's a blessing of you. And when my dad says it, that's what he means. And so he's saying that to you. And so what I'd like to do is for all of us, to say it back to him. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. If all of you could, let's do this way. All of you that have been hugged at least once by Lila Drone, please stand. All right, and all of you guests that haven't been here for even a Sunday, you can stand too. And then you can come up later and get a hug if you like. All right, so what we're going to do is the kids are going to lead, and we are going to give the benediction. Yes. Amen and amen. You may be seated for a moment of quiet meditation. Please join me in congratulating Lyle and Joan.
You can be seated, please. I hope some of what was said was true. You don't expect that. But I want you to know that Joan and I really love you. Been the hardest thing I've had to do, I think, in my life. But I couldn't have done it without Joan, of course. I mean, when God gives you a spouse, you don't know when you're young. Some of you are smarter than I am, but you do know that. But you don't know when you're young what God has given you. And to grow in the grace of God for a number of years is such a blessing. And your mom, my dear wife, has been such a blessing to me. I just wouldn't want to be alone. And then to have my family, just my own family, just this guy and all the rest of them. It's just a blessing. Just a blessing. I just couldn't do without him. Just couldn't. Of course, the Lord is in it all. I mean, without the Lord, why would we be here? What would be the sense of life without the Lord? And life goes on. Never forget that. Somehow, some way, doesn't matter what sorrow we're in, life goes on. And God will see us through whatever we're going through. And you guys have got nothing but greatness ahead of you as a church, as individuals. And who knows what God's going to do here in this little congregation. I just think he has something there. We just got to remain faithful for a little while before we see it. You know, well, that's enough. What do you want to say?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. James, thanks for all those wonderful words. You know, I've been thinking a lot about over the past while about how, you know, life has so many beginnings and endings, and some of them are wonderful and some are times of grieving, but yet that is our journey, isn't it, that we move on, and we have felt that this was the right time now to go to the next phase, hopefully. As James had said, that we'll still be used by the Lord and minister in some way. It's hard to just end this one, too, because we just love you guys. And one of the things that I think is so important is that we've always said is, preaching the word and loving the people. And I think that James is preaching the word, and I know that both James and Aaron have shown the love to the people, opening their homes and homes so many times to so many people. And maybe I can just say this much, that I don't know, I always think of, I guess, the pastor's wife as the support person to her husband, I know I shared this with Aaron not too long ago, that I really feel that, you know, her main thing is, like, a lot of times the expectations of yourself and what you think maybe the congregation expects is, different than what she needs to be thinking, but that, you know, her best thing is to support her husband, and I think she's been doing that. And when you have two little boys, most of our ministry, the kids were older, but they take a lot of energy and homeschooling, and that just really, I guess the best thing I could say is that you could do for them is to just pray for them every day. Just pray, because I think, as James said, it's not always a walk in the park. There's a lot of adversity that comes, but I always felt too, and I know that Aaron will too, is that to keep the home as the place that husband can come home to and just be that really good support. And so that's my for you too, that Lord.
And now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his face upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen.